long road this week.
Y'all hit out.
They've been ready for a long road. Back here, I'll be careful.
Coming to pieces.
Yeah. They're redoing that entire stretch of 59. And 49. In that direction. Where in the this year. I went every year for all of those years. You guys have a, we buy a cane cane for the cane of the crew, and he's coming this morning. To my office, I get a ton. Good morning. It is 9 a.m. on the 30th day. On the 30th day of January 2026, it is 9 a.m. This is a very, very special meeting. Even made more so by our county attorney. A special meeting of the Grand County Commissioners. This meeting was posted for the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, at 9:58 a.m. on the 26th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2026. Today present is myself, County Judge Liberty McFleur, Commissioner of Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner of Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner of Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner of Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We always begin our Commissioner's Courts meeting with a prayer and a pledge to our flags. Commissioner Lee, if you don't mind.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come together today to take care of the county's business. Lord, help us, give us knowledge and wisdom to make the right decisions for the county. Thank you for the opportunity and the freedom that we have to do so, Lord. Just thank you for the weather not being any worse than it was and starting to thaw out, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We are going to start with
the pledge.
Ahead of myself. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Tim blew my mind.
I know we're on the same page.
All right, we are going to start with item number 2. Discuss and take any necessary action on a resolution supporting legislation to exempt Texas counties from state hotel occupancy tax. Oh. I'm going to read the whole thing because I did that. When I get a two-pager, I wish I didn't do that. All right. A resolution supporting legislation to exempt Texas counties from the state hotel occupancy tax. Whereas Texas counties are the functioning arm of the state government responsible for the operation and management of numerous state programs as required or authorized by state law. Whereas Texas counties provide essential state services to constituents at the local level, many of which are fully or partially supported with funds disbursed by the state of Texas through the state appropriations process. And whereas Texas counties are required by law to provide for the continuing education and professional development of county officials and employees often require travel and overnight stay that are subject to the state of Texas hotel occupancy tax. And whereas the state of Texas currently exempts from the hotel occupancy tax several entities, including federal agencies, state government officials, and employees in certain charitable, educational, religious organizations, but does not exempt county governments, their officials, or employees. And whereas, then counties, as political subdivisions of the state, pay the state hotel occupancy tax from revenues generated through local property taxes, it results in an inefficient practice known as tax churn, in which one taxing entity collects taxes from another taxing entity, ultimately increasing the financial burden on local property taxpayers. And whereas exempting Texas counties from the state hotel occupancy tax would reduce this inefficiency, improve governmental accountability, and help alleviate the impact of rising local property taxes on Texas citizens. And whereas the exemption would further align counties with other governmental and nonprofit entities already recognized under state law as exempt from this tax, ensuring its consistent and equitable tax treatments across public entities. Now therefore be resolved that the Marion County Commissioners Court does hereby find that in the best interest of Texas counties and their taxpayers support and favor the passage of legislation that exempts counties, their officials, and employees from paying the state of Texas hotel occupancy tax when traveling on official county business. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be forwarded to the members of the Texas legislature representing this county and to the Texas Association of Counties for distribution and advocacy and support of this legislation. All right, so it's pretty self-explanatory. I wanted to try to get some numbers together for just how much this cost the citizens of Marion County just last year. Before I finished, I was upward into the high thousands of dollars just last year for locally elected officials, employees of locally elected officials, and other government agencies. So just in Marion County, I quit at like $6,200. And you're talking about a $20 tax. That's a lot of jack. Anyway, so any questions, concerns?
All this is a sitting down there saying that we are supporting them to try to make this into effect.
Yeah, this is a resolution that we're going to send to Governor Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Senator Brian Hughes, State Representative Jay Dean, and our legal representation at the Texas Association of Counties.
I'll make a motion that we sign the resolution supporting the legislation to exempt Texas counties from the state hotel occupancy tax.
Second.
Motion made by Lee. Second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll sign that. We tabled this Monday because I wanted everybody to see what's going on. Thank you, Prentice. Any Tim's just got a brain hog longer job. Any opposed? Seeing no. Seeing none. Any abstentions?
I'm abstaining from the vote.
Okay. So, on the record, Commissioner Lee has abstained from this vote. And the motion passes 4-0-1 abstention. Does everybody understand why Commissioner Lee abstained from that? He is kin to Ms. Lee. All right, we're going to jump to item. Do we need to do the swearing in and then do number one?
It doesn't matter, whatever you want to do.
Okay, we'll do item number one, the consent agenda.
We did
have
no
manifestation
on it?
No, sir.
We did have our. We did that Monday. Was that your Monday?
Yes.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion to approve by Ashley, second by Passion. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Before we get to item number four, we're going to go ahead and swear Ms. Moore into office. All right. Come on up. If you want to bring your husband, I need him.
Yep.
Come on up here. Put your dress on.
Yeah, we're going to record this for posterity.
Come on up here.
I'll stand up.
Yep.
Oops.
You'll hold this, just like that. You're going to put this hand there, and I'm going to stand kind of behind it. Okay. And if you want to come over here. There.
Sure.
Yeah, just stand right here. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Very, very easy. You're going to repeat after me. I, Amanda L. Mandy Moore.
I, Amanda L. Mandy Moore.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of Justice of the Peace, Precinct Number 2.
Of Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2.
Of the State of Texas.
Of the State of Texas.
And will.
And will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. One more time. I, Amanda L. Mandy Moore.
I, Amanda L. Mandy Moore.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I have not directly.
That I have not directly.
Or indirectly.
Or indirectly.
Paid.
Paid.
Offered.
Offered.
Promised to pay.
Promised to pay.
Contributed.
Contributed.
Or promised to contribute.
Or promised to contribute.
Any money.
Any money.
Or thing of value.
Or thing of value.
Or promised.
Or promise.
Any public office.
Any public office.
Or employment.
Or employment.
For the giving or withholding.
For the giving or withholding.
Of a vote.
Of a vote.
At the election.
At the election.
In which I was elected.
In which I was elected.
Or as a reward.
Or as a reward.
To secure my appointment or confirmation.
To secure my appointment or confirmation.
Whatever the case may be.
Whatever the case may be.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. Congratulations, Judge.
Thank you.
For now. Right. Yeah. For now. You stand in the middle and he's going to get right here and I'm going to get right here. Gentlemen, if y'all want to get behind us.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're
waiting. Sorry. Right.
Come up here, right. On three. One, two, three. Keep holding it.
All right, I got mine.
All right, don't move.
Yep.
I need one. Mr. Chairman.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Make sure you can see all the guys.
Yeah. All ready. On three. One, two, three. Keep holding it. You got multiple.
Great. Thank you. Again, congratulations. Welcome to the Texas Judiciary. You're going to find it very interesting. Yes. Mandy, will you sign this for me? Oh, here, just out of here. Here, the paperwork here. she need to sign the votes?
That was yours.
She's a Grant County clerk. She even named her, so I don't mess up. But thanks for you, it's for me. Perfect.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Mandy, in 38 hours and 47 minutes, you're on call.
Judge B already left. What do you mean 38 hours? He left his phone in the bench. His phone's going to ring at 11:58. He'll say, man, I hope it rings for 2 minutes solid. All right. Before we go into executive session, he's not here. He probably thinks that he's attended. That's okay. We will go to item number 4, court to enter an executive session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.071, consultation with attorney concerning tax abatements. At this time, would you please clear the gallery? We will be within the,
right.
The hours.
Yeah, I have a little challenge. I just look, I spent 10, so I can special meetings all always hold it.
If it had been 2 this morning, it would have been 10.
Yes. And then Sandra sent me a text late. It was like, remember we have court at night, it's Friday. And I was like, damn. I've got some pictures for you.
There's videos. There's pictures.
Anybody else out there, Hunter?
No.
Okay.
Time is now 9:46 a.m. We are out of closed session, opening back up to open session. No decisions or votes were taken while we were in executive session. We are going to move to item number 5. Discuss the necessary action on executive session concerning tax abatements. I am going to make a motion that we publish proposed abatement guidelines in the newspaper and on the county website. However, I would like them posted in the newspaper prior to us putting them on the county website. Newspaper a little bit more. And in that motion, in the guidelines, it states there's a $1,000 application fee for anybody that wants to enter into an agreement with us to abate their taxes. There's a $1,000 application fee that I would also like to put in my motion that we designate that money to the county attorney's office to be used at his discretion for any child abuse situation. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Commissioner Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Before we end, yes, sir.
Just as a side note, which y'all may not be aware or have forgotten exists, but it was done in the 80s up to early 2000s, the city has a zoned enterprise zone that, for grants and things, I think is when it was originally set up, that goes damn near all the way out to Kellyville and then back down to the river and comes back in, that automatically includes options for tax abatements. And I think in those, the county signed off on those at the time. They had to have.
Sure.
So I don't know if this impacts what you just did or not.
It does not. So when we come up with, for the lack of better words, a reinvestment zone, mm-hmm. it's marked by surveys what that zone is. And it's right. for the extended period of 10 years.
Okay.
So each time we enter into an agreement, we're going to turn that part of whatever they're doing into opportunities or reinvestment zone. So it's going to be by case by case basis. And it's very broad, so we can change.
I just watched because of the fee.
Yeah.
You applied. That's why I was asking that question.
No. So this won't impact them. Chairman Bonner, thank you for being here today. Appreciate you
coming for having me.
Yeah. Let me make sure we got everything done. And make sure I do that. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Madison, all in favor?